Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Doing well.
I know you've got some earnings numbers coming out soon, and so you've got to be a little careful about what you talk about, but I would like to interview you about this news about you buying Royalties Porterville, California yarn facility and a couple other things. But let's start out, though. Tell us a little bit how business is doing right now.
Kemp, basically business has been sort of flat to down a little, I think, at retail for the industry. On the other hand, I think we're beginning to see some improvement. So I would say for the industry, that's where it's been. Our first quarter was up very nicely, and as we reported in April on our conference call, our business has continued to be up.
You know, I interviewed Dave Snedeker at the Rug Market last week, and he told me that for the last 3 years, hard surface has outpaced any of his other categories. But this year, and this is at Nebraska Furniture Mart, carpet is his leading growth number. I thought that was real surprising.
That is surprising. I wish that were indicative of all retailers, but unfortunately, I don't think that's the case.
Okay. I was wondering if you were going to tell me the pendulum might be swinging back toward more soft surface, but we're not seeing that yet.
Not yet, but let's also say, you know, yarn is tight, extrusion is tight, so a fair amount of product is being sold. And I think you will see for the year that probably things will be better in the second half than the first.
Well, let's talk about this news. You have met with the royalty people, and you've worked out an arrangement where their yarn processing plant in Porterville, California, you're going to be leasing the building and buying the equipment and running that on the West Coast, right?
That is correct. And for us, this is deja vu all over again. We built a yarn facility in the San Joaquin Valley in 1974. That was a spinning operation, and as mills exited the West Coast, we exited that plant. But now we'll be back in the San Joaquin Valley running yarn. This, of course, will be cabled and heat-set filament yarns. We have bought the equipment and will lease the facility on a long-term lease.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if your plans were to run it for a little while and move it, but that's not your plans. Your plan is to leave it in that space and to run it where it is.
You know, what we're really doing here is supporting the West Coast. We have been on the West Coast, as I mentioned, since 1974. Fabrica is located in Orange County. Atlas is located in City of Commerce. In both facilities, we consume quite a bit of yarn. So this Porterville plant will help supply yarn to those facilities, and we think they will grow. You know, as we look at our West Coast business, we think the fact that we've now seen Royalty close will help our business significantly. Particularly their Camelot and Moda divisions are very similar to our Maslin and Fabrica divisions. And in addition, we think our Dixie Home brand will grow as well. We have started a Pacific Living collection that we will be stocking on the West Coast. We'll be working with a number of retailers there. The reaction we've had from the builders and retailers on the West Coast has really been stunning. As they have transitioned from the Royalty brands to our brands, we've got a lot more floor space at retail and with the builder community, and we think if we service the business as well as Royalty did, we think it will be very meaningful to us.
There's actually some pundits in the business that think that you're probably best positioned to capture this roughly $82 million worth at wholesale value of carpet sales that were going on out on the West Coast.
I think we're in an excellent position. Certainly Tuftex is also in an excellent position, and they do a good job. I do think there are a number of retailers that want to have multiple sources of product, and that really is to our advantage.
And you also have focused, even more so than Tuftex, on Stainmaster and branded nylon fiber. And while they have that as well, you've always gone long on that, and that's something that Royalty was doing as well, right?
Well, no question. Royalty was a big Stainmaster customer and supplier to the industry. They also bought from Ascend, but everything they sold was Type 66, and that's right down our alley. It is the best performing fiber, and we think Stainmaster does the best job of providing product that can help you differentiate your product in the market.
All right, one more question around buying the yarn facility. We've watched decline in the carpet industry in the last few years. Why is there more demand for this type of processing now?
I think there are several things that are happening. Number one, over the last number of years, the actual yarn sizes has declined or gotten finer. The twist levels have gone up pretty dramatically. The shift to polyester requires more twist in order to make an acceptable product. We also see the big boxes, I think, have gained market share, and they tend to sell some very heavy products. So that's had an impact on it. The other thing that we keep hearing from a lot of people is they're having difficulty staffing their facilities at 100%. And that's probably had an impact on availability of yarns as well.
Mm-hmm. So there's a labor issue as well.
I would say there is. And, you know, we keep hearing that inflation's not here and wages are not going up, but you pass very few places that doesn't say help wanted.
All right. Well, congratulations on that news. There's one other news item we need to talk about, and it's the news of this past week, and that is this announcement that BoU's going through a restructuring. What do you think that decision will have on Dixie's business?
Well, again, we didn't compete directly with BoU in many places, but we were both in a lot of retailers. And whenever a brand that or a company with brands leaves the industry, I think everybody asks the question, who do I want to buy from now? And I think, again, a diverse group of suppliers is usually desirable, and therefore I think this does offer us opportunity with a lot more retailers throughout the country.
And all you have to do is look at Floor Focus, the May issue, to see that after the big two and then Bob Shaw, you're the next in line. So certainly you would think that you'd get a large piece of that business.
We'll certainly be working on it.
All right. Dan, it's great to talk to you, and congratulations again on the news of your yarn facility in California. It's always great to talk to you. I've been talking to Dan Fireson, the chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.